the Steve Gruber Show. Here's Steve.
Yeah, keep it down in front. All right, let's go on a free-for-all Friday to Kevin in Kalamazoo, listening to WKMI down there. Kevin, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, Steve. You said earlier that Apple was going to pay $38 billion on the money they're bringing back into the country.
That's what the report says.
Go ahead.
That's what the report says, yes.
I think what they should do is take $20 billion of that and pay our debt off. Poof, gone.
Well, that'd be a good start. Nice down payment, Kevin. Good idea. The economy now worth $30+ trillion or more as it keeps humming along. Let's shift gears here for a bit. Paul Dreesen here, Senior Policy Advisor with the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow and the Center for the Defense of Free Enterprise. Paul, welcome to the conversation.
Thanks for having me back. It's good to be with you.
Always good to have you here. Talking about biofuel and crony capitalism, which I think is a terrible term, by the way. I think it's crony socialism. By the way, when we shuffle money from the government over to big companies, it's not capitalism at all. Socialism, but that's for another day. But tell me about biofuels and this revolving door and all these things that are going on.
Yeah, it's funny how the progressive left Democrats, environmentalists, are happy to spend enormous or utilize millions and millions of acres of land to produce electricity or biofuels that are terribly inefficient in their production. They get the biofuels get a third.
So hold on. We need to back up a little bit. Time for some education here.
Okay.
Explain to the listeners what a biofuel is by definition.
Okay, biofuel is something we manufacture from plants. What you get in the ground is natural gas and oil that come from plant matter or other processes generated by nature millions of years ago. So to get it, you drill a hole in the ground and you bring it up and you refine it, send it off in pipelines and other means, and you burn it for energy. The environmentalists say, well, that causes carbon dioxide and that causes global warming, and we just don't like drilling holes in the ground. We should keep it in the ground. Biofuels are supposed to be a replacement for that. So instead of drilling a hole in the ground and tapping into Mother Nature's bounty, you put millions and millions of acres. Just for corn ethanol, for example, it's 40 million acres devoted to corn crops that are then processed after you've used all kinds of water and pesticides and fertilizers.
So hold on, what's the difference? I mean, you're tapping into Mother Nature's bounty either with a hole in the ground with a straw or growing on the surface. What's the difference?
Well, the difference is that the environmentalists and progressives hate fossil fuels. That's what it comes down to. They don't like big oil companies. They don't like fossil fuels. The bottom line is when you burn them, whether they're biofuels, biodiesel, or corn ethanol, or switchgrass ethanol, you're still getting carbon dioxide when you grow them, and you're spending an awful lot of fuel generating the biofuels in the first place. So in the end, you're getting just as much carbon dioxide, which is plant fertilizer. It's not a pollution. You're getting just as much when you're doing biofuels as you are with conventional, traditional oil and natural gas. So I really don't understand it, except the big difference now is you've got this big biofuel industry and a bunch of farmers, usually quite big operation farmers, are making a lot of money, and they are giving money to the politicians to keep them in office, and so this is perpetuated. Once you create one of these programs, it's almost impossible to get rid of it.
Well, right. The closest thing to immortality, according to my friend Ronald Reagan, is a government program.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. So once it's there permanently. But it seems, as you point, it's destructive. It's bad policy. It's bad use of our resources and our finances. It's just bad. It doesn't make any sense. It's not driven by any sanity. It's driven by ideology.
Yeah, it's driven by ideology and by money. Because, as I said, once you set up this program, the government mandates the use of the biofuels. They subsidize a lot of it. So the farmers get a lot of that money. The biofuel producers get a lot of money. And then, in turn, they make big campaign donations to keep the politicians in power.
Yeah, it keeps the politicians in power. And they win, and what do you and I get out of it?
Well, we get fuel that gets, like with corn ethanol, it gets a third less miles per gallon. It trashes up your engines in older cars and in small engines, like your outdoor equipment, your motorboat, and so forth. So from my perspective, you don't get a whole lot. In fact, your food prices go up because the price of corn is higher when you're devoting so much of it to biofuel, and more land gets planted in corn, which means the price of wheat goes up because less is being planted in wheat. You're also using enormous amounts of water, especially for biodiesel. So ultimately, the environmental impacts are a lot worse. The consumer impacts are worse. I don't see a whole lot of benefits, but as I said, once you create one of these programs, getting rid of them is almost impossible. Even cutting them back 0.3%, which is what they wanted to do with some of the biodiesel, raises howls from the biofuel industry.
Well, yeah, see, there's a lot of people on the payroll, Paul. I mean, you're messing with people's money. A lot of people on the payroll there. Paul Dreesen, Senior Policy Advisor with the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow and Center for the Defense of Free Enterprise. This is why government shouldn't be involved with free enterprise at all, right?
Well, I would echo that. Yes, absolutely. Of course, there's a lot of people in the private sector on the fossil fuel side whose jobs are threatened by some of this. In refineries, the smaller independent refiners have to buy these biofuels, whether or not they need them, and the more we're producing the biofuels, especially looking at ethanol, you can only blend a certain amount into gasoline before you start having problems with cars.
Correct.
So the refiners are saying, we don't need this much corn ethanol. We can't blend it into the gasoline because we're already hitting the 10% mark. So along comes the biofuel industry, and they say, well, then you get to buy these renewable identification number certificates.
So it's just another scam, and I get it. And it just
you're complying somehow with the law.
It just goes on and on.
Cost a boatload of money, but bring nothing to the table for the small refiners.
Typical government program, Paul. We got to leave it there. You know, it just gives me a headache of all the nonsense that goes on. We let them get away with it. But at least we bring our attention to it here on this program.